All right, cool. What were you doing this time?
Gary, this is some bad news here. Uh-oh. Like this is two weeks in a row. So last week we did that episode about Eternity's Child, and we said some apparently legally actionable things about Luc Bernard, the creator of Eternity's Child.
His team of lawyers is through the roof.
Yeah, no, and they got a direct line to the bigwigs. So we've got to, the coffers are pretty light right now, but we've got something to do. Okay, like there's one way out.
Okay,
we have to earn
for whatever.
We have to earn enough money to keep the lights on for the next month, and there's like we just have to prove them. And Gary, I found a pie eating contest.
Oh, I like pie.
Yeah.
It'll kill me, but I like pie. I'm insulin resistant, but I'm in. Anything for lights.
So we're already here. That's when I'll take the blindfold off.
Okay.
And you. Oh, that was a trick. I just put it in your face.
Unflavored.
My favorite. No, yeah. It's one of those wild and crazy kids pies that's just whipped cream.
Yeah, it's all-purpose whip.
Yeah. And Gary, what's written on the bottom of the pan?
Oh, I was too busy being blinded by getting cream eye. Let me check cream eye for the Gary guy. It says the Three Stooges.
Fuck.
It doesn't matter which version either.
Nope. And,
we'll talk of this game.
We'll talk about that.
CinemaWare.
No, we didn't. We didn't play the best version of this game.
Is there a best version? I just assume this would be the most graphically advanced version because it came on the PlayStation.
That doesn't matter.
In Gary, 2004.
2002.
Oh, 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, GameFAQ says 2004.
Oh, really? Oh, I was looking at the copyright page. 2000. Jesus.
I know.
Gary, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Outer Suffering, where we play games that are bad so you don't have to.
Yes, and this week we are playing Three Stooges, nominally for the PlayStation, because we had two recommenders on that, but also for the NES.
On everything.
Yeah, this is like apparently like the green sleeves of video games. Like,
this is
it's
one
just
of the
everywhere.
Most widely ported games that we've done.
Yeah.
Because... I don't know, like, and multiple, like, out loud multiple times during this I said, and this is when I was playing it, and this was before we were recording because you weren't here. Mm-hmm. I said, Cole, who is this for?
Well, why me specifically?
Well, no, I don't know, just because I was practicing or whatever. Maybe I was anticipating you defending the Three Stooges as an entity.
Oh, Jesus,
and I was
no.
Like, we're going to fight about it.
We've had this discussion before. I think I think last year when Riff was on, like, there was like it came up because you were like, oh, Cole, I bet you like the Three Stooges because you're a man out of time. No.
Because it's really not. They're not funny. It's not funny.
So
it's like some like Jewish guys punching each other. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up.
Yeah. I mean, just as a nearly 100-year-old version of Jackass. Okay. But
yeah, I guess it depends on how much you like seeing people get hurt.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it when we were playing this and I was like, do you remember how much in the Three Stooges shorts, the joke is the Three Stooges are going golfing and they got dressed to go golfing. Like, and that was the joke. Like, I always thought the show was like wanted me to laugh at that. Like, look at these guys. Look at these crack ups dressed up for the thing they're gonna go do.
Yeah.
Like, where's my parade? I do that.
Oh, he's got the tassel on. Oh my gosh. Look at him go.
Yeah, what a bunch of goofballs.
those pants stop somewhere between
Wait,
the knee and
they're dressed
shin.
As maitre d's and they're gonna be a maitre d. This is amazing. Like, it just seems like the movies really wanted me to laugh at that. I don't know.
One of them is bossy, the other one's stupid, and the other one's cunning. Like,
the other
one, come on,
the other one's also kind of stupid.
Yeah, what a power dynamic.
Yeah.
No, this is a micro. It's just like me and my friends.
Three Stooges you meet in heaven.
After after the roller coaster crashes on top of you.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. So I'll tell you who this is for. This is for Max Nelson, Abby Simpson, and Superboy Allen. So,
oh, okay. Old Superboy.
Ooh.
I was complaining about the Three Stooges as an entity, and my friend Eric Hyde was like, I'm going to go suggest that right now. And I was like, I was going to tell him, like, nope, too late. But we started recording, so I couldn't tell him.
Ah.
Yeah. So where even this is, I don't want to make just a repeat of last episode where we just talk about how bad the game is, but like we've been blessed with a couple games that are bad in interesting ways.
Yeah.
I really mean it when I say like, who is this for? Even when it came out, right? Because like, it's not like the Stooges were huge in 85 or whenever this first came out, you know, 87.
Yeah. On the, on what is it? The C64, right? Or ColecoVision. One of those.
Yeah. Two. Like Amiga, yeah. Something like that. Like what, like early computers.
Yeah.
Like all Cinemaware games. and like, it doesn't seem like it had a good market then. And then it just proceeded to come out and be marketed to kids for eternity.
Exactly. Like it was always there. And, you know, like that's like the game is less baffling to me than the Three Stooges kind of continued cachet. Like even the people who would have liked it from their childhood are long dead.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's nobody left for this,
right? Like yeah. so like this is like sourdough or Amish friendship bread. There's like there must be like one like withered skeleton that is like the starter culture,
but yeah.
Like just to, like occasionally the window in his like abandoned apartment flaps open and the spores go out, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, let's reboot this, like that 2013 Will Sasso movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
with a super racist bit where Larry's like walking up the street and he sees a black guy with his pants sagging down, and he like bends down and pulls him up and says, guys, you get a belt. And they're like, what? Like, come on, dude, that's uncomfortable.
it's funny because he doesn't understand the world around him because he's dumb.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the joke.
It was the equivalent like of the Brady Bunch movie, which was actually a good movie.
What if there were idiots?
What
if there were violent idiots? Like that's the premise of the Three Stooges. They're violent idiots who could barely stand one another. Like go with it.
3, 2, 1, go. We don't even need a script. Let's Terrence Malick this stuff.
Yeah. Let's just get three violent idiots and have them punch each other to sound effects.
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah. The Homer Simpson doing Three Stooges noises is the best thing about the Three Stooges.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Also, yeah. Dr. Zoidberg.
Yes. Yeah. That, I agree. I agree there. So just like imagine being like the little kid who gets Defenders of the Crown for your Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
God, no.
Well, like maybe it's a this is a total grandpa Christmas present.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah.
Like here it's I'm going to bond with you by showing you the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you like Nintendo, I like the Three Stooges. Where do those things come together? You know, the Nintendo version of the Three Stooges, which like I played as a kid.
Oh yeah.
Did you play the Three Stooges at all?
No, not as a kid. Not as a kid.
It somehow got into my my I don't know if I ever owned it, but I like perma borrowed it or I had it for a while.
Yeah.
And tried to play it as a kid. It's exactly like the PlayStation version.
Exactly. So I played them in reverse order. I played the PlayStation. I was like, this is ridiculously primitive.
Yes. And then you play the Nintendo version. You're and like, it's the this same is ridiculously thing. Primitive. Like this feels like a Commodore 64 game.
Yeah.
Or like an Amiga game.
Yeah, but even the Commodore 64 or Amiga versions were lambasted as being disappointingly shallow.
Yeah. It's never been like nobody, there's no audience for this stuff.
No.
Like I remember reading Defender of the Crown reviews, because that's like it's probably their most renowned game. Right? Like that's the game they're known for. No, Cinemaware.
Okay, yeah.
And because their games are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all these weird, like, essentially collections of mini games with a loose framing kind of thing around them that is oftentimes based on, like, old Hollywood.
Okay.
So Defender of the Crown, which is an old medieval kind of game where you joust and you do stuff like that. And I remember, like, reading an old Dragon magazine where they reviewed it and them being like, yeah, it doesn't play very, like, they're just like, it's very pretty. It's really hard to play and it's really confusing to control, you know, like even then it's like, it's how did this company just keep going?
Yeah.
You know, I had this like old, I used to get a gaming magazine that I had for some reason, I can't remember the name of it, like Computer Gaming Monthly or something like that. And I remember, like just poring over the issues, because that's what you do. And it came from The Desert, which is another Cinemaware game, and Three Stooges even, but mm-hmm. I never had interest in Stooges, but they had reviews for both of those in that thing. And like, they were just kind of like, yeah, this is really hard to control and doesn't make very much sense. And that was it. Like, it has voice samples. It's pretty impressive, but it's, you know, it's like, I just don't understand how they were able to just kind of keep going.
They just had a template.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A template, and it like just enough people were into it.
Yeah.
Like just enough, it feels like, to make the next one.
But like that company, like we say keep going, they were not open for a long time. Like they were like their releases were from 1986 up through 1991.
Yeah. And then kind of came to a resurgence because you can get Defenders of the Crown on your phone.
Yes, and also on Game Boy Advance. And so here's
the Stooges on Game Boy Advance. You can still want to play this on the go.
Yeah, well, the PlayStation version, I was looking at this and I was like, man, this is really low resolution. And then I looked at the screenshot of the Game Boy. Gary, I think this PlayStation port is a port of the Game Boy Advance game.
I would 100% believe it. That's, just think about that for a second. What is happening?
Yeah.
It sounds like when you listen to it, it sounds like the like a remixed. It's like the end of one of these PlayStation games we've done where they take all the voice samples and remix them, but without the backing track. Back.
Yep.
Because the voice samples come at random times. Their like sample rate is in such a weird spot. Like they sound really weird, and they restart at random times. Like they have like one thing of the banker laughing, and to make him laugh a lot, they have him like ha ha ha, ha. Like they like make it skip, like yeah, make it like max headroom and shit.
Yeah, it sounds like the inflatable clowns from fucking Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
What I was thinking, Zombies Ate My Neighbors too. Like it does, like a lot of the sound effects sound like Zombies Ate My Neighbors sound effects. Except that's a good game.
Yeah. You idiots, we're in the wrong game.
Yeah, because they're all the kids who had PlayStation are gonna be like, oh, they think they're in Defender of the Crown, the other game I like.
my other favorite game, because I am the weirdest kid.
because I'm a human wedgie, what given form. And the Nintendo version, they went into Ghostbusters too.
Yeah, which that was pretty funny for like a second.
Well, it's not even, it's just kind of like kind of clever, but it's everything that they do that's supposed to be funny. And like some of the reviews of this were like, finally a game that tries to be funny that is. And I'm like, but some of the things that try to be funny are all just like off put by their like lurching zombie like walk cycle that they have as like a conjoined like omni stooge.
That's the human stoogipede. Yeah. I mean, obviously Mo's at the front, but like you have to imagine that there's a lot of slap fighting going on over who has to be center.
It would have to be Larry, right? Because he's the most boring of the Stooges.
Exactly. Larry has like, no personality. I think he's supposed to be a schemer. I think that he is.
He's still like a dope though.
Oh, he's still a Peggy. He's the Peggy Hill of the Stooges. He's a schemer, but he doesn't know he's a dope.
Yeah, and he doesn't say very much. Like when I would watch it, it would just be like, look, Mo would talk, and then Curly would talk, and then every once in a while you get some shimps. But most of the time,
just a sprinkling of shrimps.
You get a case of the shamps and your shrimps. But for the most part, like just like whose favorite Stooge is Larry? What are you supposed to like about Larry? Like, boy, he's Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
the most
like
overtly
the
Jewish.
Yeah, like it seems like that's the kind of like, is that the idea? Is that why it was funny for old racist people?
Maybe, but like the Marx Brothers did the same thing. Like each of them was a different ethnicity.
Yeah, that was their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this game even? Because that's a thing too. Like there's no, I've never played a game that is this simple and yet this hard to control.
Right. So
you're doing so little.
You really are. And like there's an illusion of variety insofar as like different games have different skins, but there are like three main games.
Yeah, there's only a couple of games. And right. And there's one of them that actually plays a little bit like a game.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them are really hard to control and just arbitrary nightmares. Yeah. And so the structure is the Three Stooges walk up to a orphanage. They're going to close down the orphanage unless they can get $5,000.
Yeah.
And there's an evil banker. So you kind of do this like a board game that represents the Stooges getting odd jobs, because that's their whole thing is like, we're going to be a dentist. You know?
We can't hold down steady employment because social safety net hasn't accounted for.
Yeah.
Like, so, these men would be institutionalized.
100%. Like, he should have been thrown in a river at birth. Like,
I'm sorry. I have terrible news. Your son is a stooge. Oh, no!
Yeah. Well, wait. And then you cut to husband confronting his wife whether she's part stooge or where she got it from.
Oh, no. Wait, and then he looks out the window.
Is there a reason why you never let me see your father?
He looks out the window. He notices the mailman's a stooge.
Yeah. He goes, and he, like, after she leaves for the day, she's like, "You just calm down. I'll go get you some dinner." And he goes up to the locked door in the attic where her father lives as an aging stooge. Just sitting there eating whipped cream directly out of a pie pan.
Yeah.
Yep. Throwing them into his face. I made a boom boom.
His eyes are completely poked out. They're just scarred holes because he was not able to put his hand up in time to block.
Yeah. I'm Polish.
the stooge in the attic. He thinks he's chasing you, but he's just running in a circle on the ground sideways.
Yeah. The three wallpapers.
That's the first time I think anybody's ever invoked the yellow wallpaper in reference to the Stooges.
So these morons decide to save the orphanage,
right?
Through like a board game,
mm-hmm.
like the mini game from what's it said, that treasure, like Gunstar Heroes or something, yeah. Where like you have this little hand that goes through and there's like trap spaces and stuff. It's semi-random, mm-hmm. and it's a board game. Like, you're trying to get money, like Monopoly.
Yeah.
Through these different mini games,
and it doesn't matter where you press the button, it will just like hit whatever it wants
it
to go to
next. It
kind of
just shunts to whatever, so yeah. It becomes like it's why is this hard? This is really hard.
Well, why does this matter?
I played through it twice, and I got the most money I got was $2,100.
Yeah, I got 27. I'm a baller. Yeah,
out of the 5,000 you need to get the medium ending, to get the good ending, you have to get over $20,000.
Jesus Christ!
Who is doing that? No.
that living wedgie, I guess.
Yeah. Just like, I enjoy playing Mafia. So these mini games, of which one of them I think is playable, mm-hmm. which is the shopping one. Like, it's not good, but it feels like a game.
I never got the shopping one, I don't think.
It's so the Stooges, this is, you're not going to believe me, Cole, because it sounds like I'm just making this up based on what you said earlier. They form a Stoogipede. Like, Mo pushes a cart. The other Stooges kind of grab onto his hips and have their heads down.
Oh, yeah.
Very well could be clamped around their butthole.
There we go. No, are they shopping or are they, they're following behind another employee and picking up whatever he drops? Because that's what happens in the medical version.
Yeah, it is.
Was
it the version that you get prescribed if your life is going too well? Like, is that the depressant that you get that comes in a plastic bag?
No, it's exactly the same thing. It's just
it's a
reskin, except like I guess all of these are homages to particular Three Stooges bits, like where they dress up as doctors, where they impersonate medical professionals.
Yeah, in order to leave watches and stuff inside people's colons.
Yep.
Just playing brown knuckle all night. Yeah, the shopping one, which is the same thing as the medical one. I wouldn't put it past it to reskin it because this game has a desperate need for variety.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one feels like a game. Like, you're just kind of like dodging stuff.
Yeah. You're like dodging other carts and you're trying to pick up the assets.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's fine. And then, but there are other games that are not good. And
oh
not
boy,
fun.
Are there other games specifically? there are two versions of this that I found. Waiters are wanted, and apparently waiters, they deliver both pizza pies and cream pies.
Yes. How many pizza pies would you like?
Yeah, so you got Larry over there like giving a cream pie to an old lady, like these rich society types.
Yeah, like society porn.
Yeah. And so you have to like choose which of the Stooges you want to throw because you're in a pie fight, which at that point, are these pizza pies scalding hot?
I imagine so. I imagine you're just searing the face off of dowagers.
Yeah. Why am I saying pizza pie?
I don't know. It's your Italian heritage. So the way you control this though, is that like, I would think you would control this by having like the triangle, the circle and the X button control different Stooges.
Right.
but you select them by moving up and down which one you want to have throw at a time. They can't you can't have a simultaneous stooge throw.
No.
And if one of your stooges gets hit, the other two stooges just stand there staring like fucking idiots. Like they won't throw up high while one of the other persons is having their face scalded off.
Well, you see, they act by consensus.
They're a hive mind.
Yeah. it's like one of those forests that's actually a single organism.
Yeah. Yeah, all three stooges came out. Originally, they were joined by one omni umbilical cord.
Yeah, like a diglet.
And, yeah, eventually got cut and replaced with kind of a bio antenna, like a Cronenberg kind of thing.
Yep.
So as long as they're in radio frequency from each other, they can. And that's why they're constantly trying to kill each other, because they want to be free.
Exactly.
Like the clones and the prestige. they can't handle having another version of themselves out there. There's just too much me.
It's just like they're all in the same frequency. So there's this crazy dissonance.
Yes.
It's like a stooge resonance cascade.
They constantly hear like a loud buzzing in their fillings. And like there's just no way to get out. It's like a cluster headache that lasts for an entire lifetime.
Yeah, it's like when you're supposed to be dead in this reality. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, like everybody, because that's a huge plot hole in that stupid game. Because if there's infinite universes, the idea that there's not one of them in which I'm dead. Why isn't everyone walking around with a headache? God, that game. Anyway, so there's that pie game, which is really bad.
Yep.
The boxing platforming
It's not boxing. I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, it'll be like a fighting game. The fighting game comes later. No, but the boxing. What is it? I broke my Stradivarius is the sample there. But so it's like boxing, but it's Larry, and he's like running to get a radio so you can play like a standard for him to make Curly win.
I remember I've seen that short, and there's like a Curly, like if he listens to a certain song, it sends him into a rage mode. Much like many people who are, you know, like I don't want to say it, but it's like that seems like a really insensitive joke that would be in like a Farrelly Brothers movie.
Oh yeah,
where like the mentally slow person, when they hear a certain song, they go into a rage.
Doesn't that seem like
something that would happen with the one guy from There's Something About Mary?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, except except it's touching his ears.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, just he associates that song with his lost love, who he was separated from by the war.
Yeah. it's a platformer of a sorts, with a really strict time limit, and feels real bad in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Is what that is.
Yeah, and it's a platformer like where there's a lag on the button jump, right? Or on the jump button.
Yes.
And in addition to that, you have to move up and down on a plane. Because certain obstacles.
Like Nirvana.
Right. You have to be, you have to be like either, you know, towards the street or towards the building. But there's really no sense of depth on the thing.
They're so close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't, they don't like feel far apart at all.
Like 3 pixels of separation.
Yeah, it does not work. So you get to the end of that. What else is there game wise?
There's the cracker eating contest,
is that
soup? And is there some kind of like Sarlacc dipping up to grab the crackers out from? Like, I don't understand. I have no context for what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it is. So he's eating soup. He's
it's like
trying
whack-a-mole.
Get,
yeah.
Yeah. He's trying to, it's like whack-a-mole. He's trying to get these oyster crackers, before the clams or Sarlaccs eat the oysters.
Mm.
And it's you versus the Sarlacc.
Right.
And whoever eats the most oyster crackers wins. This is like, it's really weirdly like hyper realistic and mechanical looking.
You've got a photorealistic Curly reacting anytime you get a cracker, like,
Yes. Yeah. It is. It's real bizarre too. You said there's a fighting game one. I don't think I got to that.
Well, no, that's where you go to a blank, like a blank wall, and they're like, oh, we should think about where we're going more. Like, oh, you stupid idiot. And then you just have to mash buttons as they all hit each other.
Oh, geez.
And you have to fill up the meter that way.
Yeah.
So, as we look at this, I did a little bit of research, because when you fire up the PlayStation version, it opens with credits, right?
Yes.
And when on Mobi Games, there's a guy named Zach McClendon, all right?
Okay.
Who is like credited as like the lead producer on this game from like the 1987 version, right?
Okay.
You would never believe what he went on to do. Like if you look at his credits, he was one of the lead designers at 2K Marin for BioShock 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's got special thanks in BioShock Infinite, Eldritch, Gone Home, BioShock. Like he is like a fixture in like modern kind of cool games now.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised by that. Like I would never have guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So he's not the lead designer. I couldn't find anything about Bill Zielinski. I think because that is Dan Aykroyd's character from Tommy Boy.
All right. Yeah. Oh, you couldn't find anything about that?
I can do a tight five on Tommy Boy, but
yeah, it's I'm all right. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. That's not quite a Crick story, but like this guy apparently turned his life around. So good on you, buddy.
Yeah, I bet you he's a fine dude. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't like it's, you know, everybody's got to make their living.
Yeah.
And he's not going out like he's not like the guy in the last episode where he's going around being like, no, this game is actually fucking great.
Yeah.
We're like, a small team. Dig it.
I'm a working game designer. Like, OK, yeah. Cool. Like,
yeah, I can handle that. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So yeah, I take umbrage at the idea that I would like the Three Stooges.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right. But I was thinking about it because like what if you think about like entertainers from this era, like I think the Marx Brothers are hilarious, you know, mm-hmm. insofar as like it's a more social kind of humor, you know, as opposed mm-hmm. to like a physical kind. But I'm a Chaplin man all the way. I think.
If having my druthers. Which I do, because I can watch whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I would prefer to watch nothing from this era.
Okay.
Like if I have to choose.
Okay.
If I don't have to choose, the
only winning move is not to play. Okay.
Is not to play. Whoever wins, I lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, moving down the line, like I think that Groucho Marx has some funny lines.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are bits of Buster Keaton things I think are funny.
Mm-hmm.
There are bits of Charlie Chaplin things I think are funny.
Yeah. Like the dictator is hilarious. Like,
yeah, that's a very, it's like a funny idea, but I don't actually like watching it that much is where I'm at. Like, I just like, I'm like, oh, that's funny that he did that. And like, but I don't actually laugh very much mm-hmm. watching it. It is too, like, I mean, we've had this, is why I thought that you were a Stooges guy is just because there is like a divide where like, there's a humor piece that I think that you're more into that, or at least somewhere like a spectrum that you're further along on.
Yeah.
Cause it is some gentle humor. It's like sometimes it's kind of cutting for the time, but it is stodgy a little bit. Like I was watching mm-hmm. a little bit of Marx Brothers stuff in this because I was talking before we recorded. I was talking to Bob about complaining about the Stooges on Twitter, talking to Bob a little bit, and I was watching some of Duck Soup, which is the most famous Marx Brothers movie mm-hmm. I believe, and one that I had like some affection for.
Yeah,
and it is just kind of like one-liners delivered without rhythm.
Yeah,
for a lot of it, and it's like I get it. It's like kind of funny,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like I'm not busting a gut.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to get an actual response from me. It's like I intellectually think this is kind of funny,
mm-hmm.
and that's about the heights that which this will anything yeah. from this era is going to get for me.
Yeah, and I think that like that can suffice for me, especially looking at something in its time. Like
yeah.
this stuff is older than my grandparents, and like it is still watchable in a way that I just would not expect something like it to be.
It's watchable. Like for me, it is watchable, like dentist office watchable. Like if it's the thing that's on, I will watch it, but I can't imagine being in the mood to watch it as opposed to something that will actually make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like I'm never going to choose this over like a Simpsons rerun,
mm-hmm.
you know, no matter how many times I've seen that Simpsons episode, it's probably going to actually make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this other thing is like something I can be like, I can recognize why that's funny.
Yeah. For me, like most of this exists either as like something I watched in college, like, you know, I'm going to sit down and watch A Night at the Opera,
mm-hmm.
you know, but like nowadays, if I'm just, you know, puttering around on YouTube, I'll look up like greatest hits of the Marx Brothers or like funniest Chaplin moments or something like that. Like
yeah.
and a greatest hits, it works pretty well.
Yeah, like a Vine style kind of thing. Yeah, like mm-hmm. I can see it. That makes a sense. It is just there's a weird like I even like we talk about appreciating things in history and it's like I'm just not a student of mm-hmm. this. You know, it doesn't I'm not interested in studying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like laughing. I mean the thing about me is here's what you need to know about me. I'm looking for a partner in crime. I love, I'm always looking for the next adventure.
Yeah.
I love to laugh and I like all music except for rap and country. Those are all the things you need to know about me at okcupid.com/Gary Butterfield. So, but yeah, it is just like, I actually like, I don't know, like my time, my comedy time is just like, I haven't watched all of like, there's like Futurama episodes I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to watch like a you know, a Three Stooges episode.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I haven't, there's Archer episodes I haven't seen. I'm not going to watch it. You know, I haven't watched the new season of It's Always Sunny. What am I going to do watching a Three Stooges episode?
Well, no, I'm not saying do that to the exclusion of all others, but I'm saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with broadening your horizon backward a little bit.
Well, but my point though is that when I say it's like dentist office, it's like, if I have a choice, there are things I just, it's so far back the line.
Yeah.
You know, it is so far in, it's like the 128th thing I'd like to watch. Mm-hmm. Somewhere between like watching Robin Hood Men in Tights again and like reading the complete Doonesbury. Like, it is so back there.
Yeah.
You know, of things I don't want to do. Real quick before, because we have a little bit of a time thing, so we should wrap up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is you can, on the Game Facts page of this, it links to a game that we should probably have suggested to us and do, which is the PlayStation game Team Buddies by Psygnosis.
our good old friend Psygnosis. Are you saying Team Buddies or Teen Buddies?
Team.
Okay.
Like Team Fortress. But the blurb here is, I'm the governor around here. You touch my base, you're dead. You steal my guns, you're dead. You mess with my mates, you're dead. In fact, you're gonna have to work pretty hard to stay alive, because any way you look at it, you're dead. Which I just like that is like doubling as a Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Like,
yeah, this is, like, are they paraphrasing Snatch? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I just said that in a neutral voice, and this is a very cartoony looking game. But check this out. Like, if it's like, you know, I'm the governor around here. You touch my base, you're dead. You know, it becomes like, if you Statham it up, you know, you're going to have to work pretty hard around here to stay alive. Because anyway, you look at it, you're dead. You know, it's like, it becomes like Bob Hoskins, you know, snarling in Jet Li's the Dog Boy or whatever that movie was, where he kept Jet Li like a dog. I can't remember what movie that was.
The Dog.
Yeah, there we go. All dog go to heaven.
Yep.
So thank you, people who suggested Three Stooges.
Max, Abby, and Alan.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Form a band. The three of you.
And then, you know, just call yourselves the Stooges. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you guys are the original Stooges. Yeah, there's no band called the Stooges. Next time, we're going to be joined by a special guest.
Yeah.
Brayton Cameron from Teenage Dirtbags. To talk about Aerobiz.
Yeah, this is a bugbear for him.
This is a very boring simulation game that I'm glad he's on to talk about, because I don't know what I'd say. So just save us, Brayton.
Tell me more.
Bon mot. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to get an extra episode of this a month, you can join us on Patreon at $6 a month. patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm. And we're on the old facebook.com/abjectsuffering.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah. And you can also rate and review us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
That is all helpful. Those are all cool things you can do. You can tell a friend. All useful. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah. Who is Shemp Dog?
Yes, who is Shemp Dog? who is Attic Stooge?